But after the 2 days he departed from that place, and he journeyed a ways into Galilee, for even Jesus testified that a prophet has no honor in his hometown. When therefore he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all the things which he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they, too, had attended the feast. He thus came once more into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a certain court officer in Capernaum whose son was sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he journeyed to him and besought him to come down and restore his son, for he was about to die. Jesus said therefore to him, "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will not at all believe." The court officer said to him, "Sir, do come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son is living." And the man believed the word which Jesus spoke to him, and went his way. And even while he was on his way down, his bondservants met him and reported, saying, "Your child is alive." So he asked them at what hour he began to mend, and they said to him, "Yesterday at 7 in the evening the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at the very hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son is living," and he himself and all his household believed. This is again a second miraculous sign which Jesus wrought on his return from Judea into Galilee. So Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and a report concerning him went out into all the region round about, and he began to teach in their synagogues, being praised by all. Then came he to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath. And he stood up to read, and there was handed him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because of this he has anointed me, to publish glad news to the lowly has he sent me, to restore those broken in heart, to proclaim deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to give freedom to the oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he rolled up the scroll and returned it to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to speak to them, "Today has this scripture been fulfilled, in the things of which you have heard." And they all bore him witness and marveled at the words of grace which proceeded from his mouth. But they began to say, "Is not this Joseph's son?" So he said to them, "Assuredly you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself, all that we have heard that was done at Capernaum do here also in your hometown.'" And he said, "Verily I say to you, that no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. And I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, with a great famine over all the land, but to none of them was Elijah sent, but only to a widow woman in Zarephath of Sidonia. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, but none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." Now at hearing these things all in the synagogue were infuriated, and they rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him up to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. And leaving Nazareth, he went down and dwelt at Capernaum, a city of Galilee, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who were sitting in darkness, have seen a great light, and those dwelling in the land, and in the shadow of death, on them has a light arisen." From that time Jesus began to preach, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has drawn near. Repent, and believe the glad news. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were commercial fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who were in the boat with their father, mending their nets, and at once he called them. And forthwith they left the boat, and their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired helpers, and went away and followed him. Then went they into Capernaum, and at once he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath days and began to teach. And there was in their synagogue a man possessed with a spirit of an unclean demon, and it cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What are you doing to us, Jesus, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked it, saying, Be quiet, and come out of him. So when the foul spirit had hurled him down in their midst, and had convulsed him and cried out in a shrieking voice, it came out of him, having harmed him not. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned within themselves and spoke to each other, saying, What is this? What new teaching is this? What an utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him and come out. And immediately his fame spread abroad into every place through all the region of Galilee round about. And Jesus arose and left the synagogue, and forthwith he came with James and John into the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick, suffering with a great fever, and at once they told him about her and besought him in her behalf. So he came and saw her, and standing over her he touched her hand and rebuked the fever, and he took her by the hand and raised her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she arose at once and ministered to their needs. Then with evening and the setting of the sun, all who had any sick with whatever diseases began bringing them to him, and many possessed with demons. And he laid his hands on each of them and healed them, and cast out the spirits with a word, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, when he said, He took upon himself our infirmities, and removed our diseases. So all the city gathered at the door. And demons coming out from many cried out and said, You are, the Messiah, the Son of God. But he rebuking them would not let them speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. And rising very early, a great while before day, he went out at dawn and betook himself to a secluded place, and there prayed. Then Simon and those with him searched after him, and when they found him, they said to him, All the people are looking for you. But he said to them, Let us go on to the other towns nearby, that I may preach there also, it was for this that I came out. And the crowds were looking for him, and came upon him and attempted to stay him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the glad news, the kingdom of God, to the other cities also, it is for this that I have been sent forth. And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the glad news of the kingdom, healing every sickness and infirmity among the people, and casting out the demons. Then it came to pass that, while the crowds were pressing about him to hear the word of God, as he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret he saw two boats moored by the shore, out of which the fishermen had come while washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to push out a little way from the shore, and sitting down he taught the crowds from the boat. And when he had left off speaking, he said to Simon, Launch out to where it is deep, and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your command I will let down the net. Now when they had done so, they enclosed a huge number of fish. And their net began to break, so they beckoned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they were about to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord. For he was astonished, and all who were with him, at the haul of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, Simon's partners, the sons of Zebedee. But Jesus said to Simon, Fear not. You will henceforth catch men. And when they had brought the boats back to shore, they left everything and followed him. And it came to pass that while he was in one of the cities, behold, a man who was full of leprosy, when he saw Jesus, came to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down, he fell on his face and worshipped, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, reached out his hand and touched him, saying to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And the leprosy instantly left him and he was healed. Then he sternly enjoined him and immediately dismissed him, saying, See that you tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest, and for your cleansing make the offering that Moses commanded, as a testimony to them. But when he went out, he began to tell it freely and announce the news far and wide. So Jesus' fame was spread abroad all the more, so that he could no longer go openly into a city, but remained out in solitary places. And great multitudes were gathering from every quarter to hear, and to be healed of their infirmities, but he himself kept withdrawing into the wilderness and praying. Now after some days he went again into Capernaum. And it came to pass on a certain day that, as he was teaching, There were some of the scribes, Pharisees, and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, and from Judea and Jerusalem. Then the word spread around that he was at home, and, immediately, so many came together that there was no longer any room, not even about the door. And he was telling them the word, and the Lord's power was present for him to heal. And behold, there came men bringing him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a pallet which was borne by four, and they sought how to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not get near him for the crowd, they went up on the housetop and tore open the roof above where he was, and on making an opening, they lowered him with the pallet down through the tiles, right into the midst before Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take courage, young man. Your sins are forgiven you." But behold, the scribes and Pharisees began to ponder in their hearts, saying, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Why does this man speak thus? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Then Jesus, knowing at once in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, answered and said to them, "Why do you ask yourselves these things? Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, and take up your pallet and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, and take up your pallet and go home." And immediately he rose up before them all, and taking up that on which he had lain, he went off to his home, praising God, so that the crowds who had seen it were all seized with amazement, and glorified God who had given such power to men. And they were filled with awe, saying, "We never saw such as this. We have seen strange things today." Then after these things Jesus went forth from there again, along by the shore of the sea. And all the people kept coming to him, and he continued teaching them. Now as he was passing by, he saw a publican named Levi, Matthew, the son of Alphaeus, seated at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose up, and left everything and followed him.